This is Michelle Powers with Angel Messages, the only podcast sharing direct messages from angels. And today I have my friend Tiana Swink here with me, and I'm so excited to be with her today. She has an incredible story to share. And first of all, I wanted to start by just talking about how we met and how you found me and why you were drawn to my message. And
right. So I was following Al Carraway, and I saw your podcast with her, and it was at a time in my life where I really needed to hear about your gifts, because I felt like I was, you know, entering into that shift mode of like being more out there and open about what was really going on about, you know, my spiritual gifts and how I just functioned, you know. And I saw your message, and I just had to reach out to you and let you know, like, thank you, because I need this. I need to know that there's other people out there who have these spiritual gifts that are open about it and share it freely.
It's just time for people to speak up, and I think you have been feeling it. I've been feeling it. So many people have been feeling like, I need to talk about what is, like, burning inside me right now.
Exactly.
And you have an incredible story that is so inspiring.
I remember specifically like going to school, and like that self-confidence is like when you're among your peers, sometimes they're like whatever's going on in their life, you know, and they project that in their whatever. But I didn't know that as a little child, and I just thought like, oh, what I do is wrong, or I don't do these things right, or something's off with me, you know. And so I think it just kind of made that self-esteem lower, which, you know, when you have low self-esteem, you're more of a magnet for bullying, and then you have lower self-esteem, and it's just like this, it just gets like into this giant snowball effect, right? And so I realized that, okay, well, if I'm going to be treated this way, I'd rather protect myself, again, that fight or flight. And so I realized it was like drugs and alcohol that put you in a place of not really being bullied. And so I started down this path of drugs and alcohol. Didn't think a big deal of it, but it kept me protected, right, from bullying. Yeah. But then it's just, you know, created this big void in me, and it just kept getting worse and worse to the point of, you know, prostitution. And though that was a short-lived time in my life, it definitely was a staple, I guess. Mm-hmm. Because I experienced sexual abuse in such a horrible way that it helps me relate to the women that I get to help now. But then I thought like, oh, okay, well, that's over and done with, right? And I got married, and I joined together with someone that I've known all my life and that I just loved, you know, so much. And then when certain things happened in our relationship, and I realized like he had some struggles that he was still dealing with, and I was still dealing with some of my struggles from that time in prostitution, mm-hmm. you know, that it got to the point where he, you know, did something that was very not good, and he got in trouble with the law. He got arrested, and I was just like, what the heck? And I asked that why question, like, why? Yeah. Why? Like, I knew I was supposed to marry him. I just knew it. Like, and so when I got married to him and then these things happened, it's like, what is going on? Yeah. Like, I already went through my rock bottom. Mm-hmm. I experienced my suffering, like, a lot. Like, compared to other people who, you know, ended that stuff. And I ended that prostitution stuff and moved in with my family and, like, changed my life at 19 years old. You know, like, and when you tell people, like, the kind of stuff that you've been through, and they're like, how old are you? You know, it's like, okay, like, maybe that could be it, and I can move on. And, you know, I've been making these changes. I'm doing better. And then when this stuff happened, it's like, why? And I realized, like, you know what? I'm going to ask this in a better way. And so I got on my knees, and I just prayed for understanding. And I just wanted to know why, like, really know why. And it's so interesting, you know, like, when you say, like, open yourself up and step out and be bold, you know. I realized, like, that I had that question had opened up something, like my heart or my spirit or something inside me, where I was able to just receive tons of information just like coming from nowhere. It's like they were dropped out of the sky, like books and resources, you know, and like all sorts of things, you know.
How,
like,
old were you at that
point? When this so my husband was arrested when I was 24. I don't know, what year was it? 2015. So I was 24. Yeah. So I was 24 years old. Yeah, I know. And I was a mom of a three-week-old daughter when he got arrested. So it was kind of crazy, to say the least. But after, you know, saying that prayer and just allowing whatever to come into my life to come in, I really did gather the understanding, not just for him, because I didn't even keep in mind, I didn't want anything to do with him at that point, you know. Right. So I thought, oh, this is just self-help stuff for me, that, like, what a blessing that I keep having these things come into my life. But it helped me understand myself more and helped me heal from my wounds more and helped me see him more, like, truly see him as the little boy that I knew before all of his abuse grabbed hold of him.
How old were you when you guys met originally?
3. Yeah, can you believe that I remember that? Like, I remember meeting him. It was like, you know, like what you said, you know, mentioning, like, before we come here. I was 3 years old, and I was sitting in a seat of my dad's truck, and he was, you know, talking to his dad, and I had, like, this clear shot of this living room window, I assume, and I just see this little boy, like, tall, you know, he was 7 at the time, you know, I found out later, and he was just, like, staring at me, and our eyes were just locked. Wow. And we were just, like, waving at each other, like, not like a little kid would wave, like, you know, or it was like, hi again. Yeah, like, good to see you here. Like, we're both here where we need to be, like, where we're supposed to be, and we made it. We're here. You know, and it was like, and, like, I just can't forget that. And I think that that happened because I needed that, you know, going through all this. Because, yeah, I filed for divorce, and, yeah, I, you know, wanted nothing to do with him. And when they say cut people out, I hate that term, cut people out of, but I did that, in, like, emotionally, mentally, like, gone, you know? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't meant to be like that. It was good for the time, because it was God who led me back to him through, you know, my own prayer. You know, it's so interesting. Sometimes we pray for these things and we don't even realize how it's going to go. So here I was praying for understanding. And the whole time Heavenly Father was presenting me with understanding his son, Wesley, my husband, you know.
To really see him for who he really is, beyond all the flaws or mistakes that we see.
Exactly. Yeah. And I didn't even get to, like, see that for myself. Like, I would feel it and I would, like, have, like, visions of him, you know, and, like, dreams, and they were, like, real. They weren't just, like, oh, it was a dream. It was, like, spirit to spirit, you know, and it helped me realize, like, something's going on here, to the point where when I finally did start talking to him again, completely different. It really was, like, he had become that little boy that I knew, that I waved at years and years, decades prior, you know.
Yeah.
And it's powerful.
Wow. You know? That's amazing. That was such a gift for you to have that memory, because that's probably what's pulled you through all of this, just remembering that original time when you guys were reconnected again, you know, here.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
When we spoke on the phone and we were able to really just speak our truth to each other and share our messages, and how over and over I kept feeling your grandmother was such a huge part of your mission, like, helping you and pushing you along and putting you, like, pushing in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then your mission is amazing, and that's what I really wanted people to hear about, is your amazing mission that you're really working hard on right now.
I am working hard. Thanks. Thank you. Yeah, my grandma. And I'm, like, pointing. It's really helpful to, you know that we can have spiritual gifts and open that up, so that way we can, you know, see things as they really are. You know, like, my grandma's really there. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be, like, something like, oh, yeah. Like, it's true and it's real. And she has helped me. And I think that's important to realize, is that our ancestors went through life and they experienced certain things and they learned from those things. And they can help us, you know, as we're going through some of those things, you know, and I know that she has helped me, you know, through my sufferings. I know she suffered a lot too, abuse as well. Yeah. And so she gets to be there with me to help lead and guide me. Perhaps in her life she she may have wanted to serve women in a certain way, and maybe she had more of a priority of helping family. Maybe she gets to serve more of her mission now here on the other side through me, you know, like right? Do you get that sometimes? Where like people are like it's almost like us living people are like conduits for people's missions that who have passed on, right?
We really are. Yeah.
Like, she's not the only one. I have someone else that she's like, you need to do this, and this is my story, and like, you need to. And I'm like, okay, thanks. It's almost like my mission isn't my mission, it's their mission. You know?
You're continuing theirs and yours at the same time.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, because I do feel like she is so connected to you because you are helping her fulfill part of her mission that wasn't complete. But then you are speaking up and sharing your message, but they're like, it's combined with many other women in your family line, which is why there's so much energy behind you, pushing you to help other women right now who are finally finding their voice to really speak up and share what they're meant to right now. And those women, you know, back in the day, they were very suppressed and didn't have a voice and couldn't speak.
Exactly. And I love that it's changing more and more into that, you know. And I think it's important what you mentioned, you know, that like back in the day, right? Like, but I think that, you know, it's important to, I think that's why it is important to kind of tune into our spirits and our ancestors, because some of that we're carrying and we don't even realize. Like some of us women who like have these anxieties or depression or you know, where we feel like we are shy or where we feel like we can't speak up, you know, sometimes like maybe it's not because of us, maybe it's because of a certain ancestor, you know, and maybe they had to suffer through that and somehow we're, you know, going through this life suffering it from it a little bit. But you know, if we help each other and we be those examples and we boo each other up and
exactly, yeah. And I, so for me, the way the angels have explained why we carry these emotions from our ancestors is through something like a spiritual DNA that's within us that we have with us always. Before we came here, while we're here, when we cross over, we still have those emotions are real energy, and they're things that we do carry with us, and they're things that we can heal and let go of, and there's things that we're here to help our loved ones who weren't able to do that, you know? I feel like that's a huge part of your mission, and you're helping so many other women to help their loved ones and their family members that come after them so that this doesn't continue.
Exactly. You know, I love what you brought up about, you know, like noticing that and recognizing and healing that in us, you know, even if it's, you know, from the spiritual DNA, because it does heal them also. You know, like it's so interesting now that I've become more in tune with my angels, like it's so funny. And you might have this too, but like sometimes I'll like, you know, it's like that battle, like, okay, which is the best choice, you know, and I'll make that best choice, or I'll like say I'm sorry about something or something, you know, and I'll like hear angels like, ah, you know, like rejoicing, like she did it, like they're like my cheerleaders, I'm like, this is so cool, you know, and it's like,
they
it's
get
really
so excited
cool.
about what we're able to overcome.
They
and
do.
They are a huge part of like our accomplishments. They're so proud of us.
I know, it makes me so happy because I've never had that until like recently, and it's happened a couple times now. I'm like, and even such small things, like, and that's why it's important to realize like the small things matter too, like the small decisions matter too, like really, really small, because both times I had that, it wasn't a big thing. It wasn't like monumental. It was a small, small thing.
Big or small, every decision that we make it makes a difference in our loved ones' lives and our life and our life moving forward, you know? So I want to just kind of tap into where you are right now as far as like with your husband, with your mission, with your beautiful daughter, like everything moving forward. Where, you know, where are you at right now?
So with my husband, you know, I knew that I was supposed to stay married to him around the time of our 3-year anniversary, I think it was. And today's my 5-year anniversary, actually.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Of all days, I'm like, yeah, that's so cool. What a gift. You know, except poor guy, he's like celebrating all by himself in California. But so we're together, and we, you know, I dismissed the divorce papers a couple Januaries back now. And my daughter, you know, 3.5 years old and just intelligent as can be and a light. And I know parents can brag about their children, but it's just like, it's been a tough thing for me to, like, I knew I was supposed to be the one to raise her. I knew that, I just knew. I knew before I ever even knew who my husband was. I knew that, oh, when I have children, I'm the one who's going to raise them. I just knew it. And so when all this happened, and I decided to stay home with her and make zero money and just be poor, you know, like, it was the right thing. And I see some of the fruits of my labors now. But she's doing great, and I just love her. And with my mission, it's changing. I actually just finally, there's a declaration that was pretty bold that I finally published on my website today. And I wrote some of it down to bring today to just kind of like, this is where it's going. Like, it's super bold. And that comfort zone we were talking about, I'm like, yeah. This is way out of that, way out. But I'm like, you know, that's how we grow. Yeah. It's just doing those scary things and then like coming into that where it's where that becomes comfortable, and then the next and the next. But
yes. Yeah. So what is that statement, or what, you know, what is the,
it. Yeah. So it's really bold. Okay. So remember, like, most of my clients, actually all of them have come from a religious background where they believe in God, you know, and I think that's really important. You know, like, even if we waver, which we do, like, I've wavered plenty of times in my life too, where it's like, really, are you sure? Because I'm not feeling it, you know. But anyway, so this is basically for the women who have some sort of foundation of belief in God. The time has come for the world to let go of the oppression of women and recognize the value, valor, and virtue possessed in great abundance by the daughters of God. My beloved sisters, let us not fall into obscurity by forgetting the everlasting truth of our divine and eternal heritage, but let us stand firm, strong, and confident in the knowledge of our eternal potential as the literal daughters of God. Let us be the light that shines forth unto the world. Let us be the examples of strength, self-worth, compassion, virtue, and courage. And let us show our knowledge that we are the daughters of God. And let us also show our love and dedication to God by and through our every word and deed. So that's just a little snippet.
So many women they need to hear that right now. When you're reading that, I just felt these women that are like waiting, they're waiting for you to speak up and share that message because it's going to resonate with them and it's going to remind them of truth, because that's what it is. It's just truth that so many of us have forgotten, you know, and where we came from, what we're here to do, that we are a light to the people around us, to our kids, our family members, our friends. We need to be shining our light, speaking our truth, and being proud of it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
That's amazing.
I'm glad I shared it, because, like, it's been, I haven't even published it until this morning, you know, because I'm like, this is kind of scary. Like, yeah. Are you sure? So that was really good to hear that feedback, because, you know, just because we're in a certain position and, you know, people might be trying to tune into us and listen to what we have to say, doesn't mean that sometimes we don't get scared, you know, and think like, well, is this too big for me, you know?
Exactly.
So thank you.
When we're uncomfortable, that's pretty much usually where you need to be, is where you're pushing yourself to be outside your comfort zone.
Right.
And then I think those moments are when you tap into your truth.
Exactly.
And what you're meant to be doing here.
Because our spirit's so much bigger than our little frames, you know? Spirit's so much bigger.
Your closing statement, what would that be today?
If you're concerned about some of the abuse you may have experienced in your life, verbal, spiritual, physical, sexual, whatever, if you're concerned about it and you're wondering, like, when will this ever leave me alone? Or if you feel like you have some sort of disorder or dis-ease in your life in any way, you know, try to ask inspired questions about it, especially trying to find why, trying to find the why to it in a healthy way, and to just remember who you are and ask, like, okay, this has happened. I know that there's a lesson out of it, and I'm currently learning the lesson. I intend to learn that lesson and become who I truly am, become who I was always meant to be, who I was born to be.
Yeah.
No matter what the cost.
You have such an inspiring story, an incredible mission, and I think that moving forward, you're going to help so many people. And you just have this light about you always. Every time I see you, I just am drawn to you because you just have, you know what you're here to do, and it shows. It's shining through you.
Thank you.
And I love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you for watching today. And I hope that you can just take these inspiring words that she was able to share today, just take them into your life and make some incredible changes. And we're going to leave some links so that you're able to find her and learn more about her story and what she's working on right now. And we're just excited to move forward and keep living our missions.
Yes.
So thank
seize
you.
Seize your mission.
Seize your mission. Okay.
Cool.